Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans proudly supports the Adam Carolla Show. So when you're choosing a mortgage lender, work with someone you can trust. Rocket Mortgage. They are transparent and they have an online process that gives you confidence to make an informed decision. Don't waste time searching through stacks of paperwork. Securely share your financial info for a mortgage and get approval in just minutes. It's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to be sure you get the mortgage solution that's right for you. So whether you're looking to buy a home or refinance your existing mortgage, skip the bank, skip the waiting, do it completely online at quickenloans.com/Adam. That's quickenloans.com/Adam. Dawson.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, from Silicon Valley, Jimmy O. Yang. With Gina Grant on news and Bald Brian on sound effects, plus a visit with Vinny Tortorich and a round of Will, Andrew, or Brian Eat It. And now, he used to hang out at a strip club called the Silicon Valley. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love you. And good day, Gina Grad.
Good day to you.
And Bald Brian.
No!
Vinny Tortorich in studio.
Hi, guys.
Took the hell of a day to show up. The Dogtown Dogs were just here.
Oh, God.
You can check them out at www.dogtowndogs.com.
And they made a Vinny style.
Dog. .com. They made a Vinny style dog for us.
No bun on arugula.
I got two Chicagoans because I love a Chicago style dog. Everyone got something different. It's an interesting little window into people.
Okay.
Because
you
have this.
What do you see?
Well, you have this. I'll give you for an example. You have this huge menu of 10 or 12 different hot dogs.
Exotic, you know, with
some are
atypical
exotic
ingredients.
Right. Yeah, some others are just more basic, or you could just put ketchup on it if you wanted. And then they have different beverages as well. And so I sort of looked at the different beverages, and I went, oh, squirt in a bottle from Mexico. And I
is
said,
that an order?
That is a good one, yeah. I when I see people drinking
that's
Mountain
not the fertility
Dew
clinic.
I don't
squirt a bottle.
I really drink almost really no soda. I just drink no soda because it's like it's just one of those things where it's like if I'm going to get my calories, I want a piece of banana cream pie. Like the soda is just it's a bunch of calories minus all whatever you get out of the banana cream pie. So I'm just going to save it for the banana cream pie. That's the way I roll. But I looked at it and I said squirt. Squirt in a bottle. And whenever I see somebody drinking Mountain Dew or Sprite or any of those-esque drinks, I always think, sucker, you should be drinking a squirt. It's so much better.
Okay.
And
I didn't realize there was a hierarchy in these drinks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mountain Dew is one thing.
But. Yeah. But squirt, far cry better than some of those other weird slice ones and stuff like that.
Where would you put squirt against Fresca?
I got it above Fresca, but I like where your head's at.
Okay.
So for an example, and then they had Hawaiian Punch. I don't know. Maybe they're going by school for special need kids after they're done here. But for me, they had the IBC, you know, the handcrafted root beer. Mm-hmm. And then there was the squirt. And I thought, Now, Vinny, you'll be happy. I pulled the squirt out. And I said, somebody's going to split this with me.
Right.
And I think Kalen did. So I poured half for me and gave him the bottle. But it was between a good root beer, like a good handcrafted, like I said, there's a lot of different ones. I think New York Deli.
Yeah.
Celray.
Yeah. Coca-Cola's all right. And Coca-Cola's great, but it's ubiquitous. Mm-hmm. I took a lot of guys. Gary had the root beer. I got the squirt. Somebody had the Coca-Cola. It was back and forth. And again, no need to go to the Sprite. You got the squirt there. Mm-hmm. Sprite's in every vending machine. Dawson came in with a bold move, which was the Hawaiian Punch in a can! In a can! And the can hurts it. Now, if it's between the squirt and the root beer, and one's in a can, whichever one's in the bottle's going first.
Absolutely.
For me.
Yeah.
So not only did you hobble yourself with a can, but Hawaiian Punch, Dawson, in the face
of
all
that
greatness.
I haven't had Hawaiian Punch in years.
Right. Neither have any of us.
So good.
I haven't had smallpox in years. Years.
He's obviously high, right?
I guess he's high, but I mean, look at that root beer. Look at that squirt, Dawson, in a bottle, a frosty bottle.
I saw the Hawaiian Punch. It's like a siren song to me. Wow. Every time I see it, I gotta have one, and I don't see them very often.
Is it a nostalgia thing? Like, yeah, that's childhood right there. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, my mom never allowed me to have it when I was
there
a child.
There it is!
Did she allow you to have root? Did they allow you to have root beer?
Sure. But Hawaiian Punch is just a can of sugar, so we were never allowed it. And then,
well, wait a second.
And then it's not.
I'm gonna sound like Vinny here for a second. Did she allow you to have a Coke?
Every now and then.
Ross has got a weird way of answering questions. Like, my mom wouldn't let us have Hawaiian Punch because all sugar was too bad for her. How about a root beer? Oh, yeah, sure.
No, delicious.
You know what? My mom was almost exactly the same way.
Right.
No,
we had milk and water.
None of those
juices.
None of those fake juices like Hawaiian Punch was out.
I get it.
Coke
it's
was
all
a once-in-a-while thing. And root beer, we want to get root beers all the time.
100%.
There was a cognitive dissonance in those late 80s. So people just didn't know.
Right. So we checked the sugar content and the calories.
That never matters, though.
It doesn't matter.
People
to me.
Have this weird.
Yeah. I associate root beer with something a little
maybe
more
it's because
natural.
They would drink root beer and they wouldn't drink Capri Sun.
Yes, because root beer was of their use.
Exactly.
Here's what you guys.
It was
are.
Red. Let me finish one second. It's red. Mm-hmm. It's one thing. There was red dye number, whatever. The
five.
Red. The one had the word root in beer and it was brown. And it was like, it's carob. It's not milk chocolate. It's not made by Hershey's. You know, it's this thing, brown sugar versus white sugar. You know, it's the color of it. Because when you look in the can, the Hawaiian Punch has 80 calories and the squirt and the Coke are like $1.40 or like almost twice for the same 12 ounces. And the sugar is like, I don't know, 29, I think it was like 22 grams versus 39 grams. Like all the other drinks dwarfed it in the sugar and the calories department. And yet, and this is why we need Vinny Tortorich in our life, us idiots grew up with moms that went, no. Oh, yeah, here's another root beer.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
Let me explain why Dawson's mom did this and why your mom, Adam, would do the same thing.
Sure, she did it for everything that was edible, not just that.
If you just look at what's in the can on Hawaiian Punch or Coca-Cola, it's almost identical, except Coke had an ad where they had a person from Iran. They had Indians. They had Mexicans. And they were all on the hillside, and they were all holding hands.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
And every hippie parent went, you know what? A Coke every now and then. Coke is helping the world sing. We're good to go. Good. And that's where the problem begins. That's why his hippie mom and your hippie mom signed off on that crap versus the other crap.
My mom, please hear me clearly, Vineyard.
Vineyard.
My mom did not sign off on Coke or root beer or anything.
Or
it was anything.
It was dark.
She didn't sign off on anything that was mass produced. Anything that could afford a commercial.
What about the Delaware Punch? Remember that one?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, she didn't sign off on
anything.
Sounds like a euphemism.
But Dawson, you're still half-tarred for going for that punch in the middle of all that great stuff, no matter what it harkened you back to.
I 100% and wholeheartedly disagree.
That's so weird.
There was one. Anyway, when we got back to the truck, you know, where it's all crushed ice and everything stuffed in there, Everything was missing from all the root beer department. There was one.
The single void.
So you could be the smartest person here, or all right. Now, the reason I say it's interesting when you look at the menu and you look, Brian did not disappoint. Brian got the grilled dog with the egg on it,
egg and
he went full foodie.
Wow,
he went full foodie.
Egg and fried egg and bacon.
He went full foodie. I went Chicago style. Many people did. Thing that was interesting is then Tom from the other shop, who loves his horchata flavored creamer, chemical in his coffee and his Mountain Dews. All those guys at the shop are just total white trash. He came in.
He's like, oh, Dawson got the last Hawaiian punch.
That's right. So he came in and I was observing. Now, this is Tom in full white trash effect in front of this bevy of possibilities. Right. And he stood there, and he reached for the squirt. And I was like, oh, you're going with the squirt. Root beer. He went with IBC root beer. And I said, geez, that's a
fine choice.
That's a strong choice. And he's like, yeah, man, I love it. And I was like, interesting. So the guy who loves the horchata-flavored chemical in his coffee makes arguably the best call here in the beverage department. And then a moment later, he said, like, I went for the farmer special, and I said, what's that? And he's like, chili, Velveeta cheese, and Fritos. And I said, we're back. We are back.
Snapped into focus.
Boy, are we back.
I assume the farmer special is named ironically. None of that's anything to do with farmers.
I made it up. I can't remember what. It wasn't the street name. Dog. It was the whatever, you know, the Paul Bunyan.
The lumberjack. I can't remember what called it was.
The trailer
trash.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. It was trash.
Better yet. Trailer trash. But anyway, the point is, for a moment, I needed to be recalibrated with Tom because of this small batch root beer that he'd chosen. But as soon as he went with the liquid cheese and the Fritos, I was like, we are so back.
It's like,
buddy,
you're flying a plane over the North Pole and the radar is going spinning around. As soon as you get past it, it's zip right back to true north.
Yep.
But Adam, always remember, a broken clock is right twice a day.
That's what happens. Yeah. So Dawson is the only one here pulled the squeeze the trigger on the Hawaiian punch. I then decided to just make a power. Oh,
uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Kalen saw him. Got inspired.
Oh, Kalen. Oh,
say that's
minds.
A good idea.
Have you felt this satisfied in a while?
Yeah. You should be on Twitter right now getting paid like a Kardashian. All right.
Dawson will show up at your food truck like, hey, Hawaiian punch is pretty good.
Kalen, as far as calories go, me and you splitting the squirt are nullified by you doing the Hawaiian punch to your head.
Yeah, it had been quite a while since I had the Hawaiian punch. I had to go. I had to try
okay.
it again. It's
all
childhood
right.
memories
and,
right there.
All right.
And you can't lie about having had a Hawaiian punch because there's always a little tail right above the upper lip.
Yep.
Little mustache.
I put the power rankings at squirt number one, could be IBC. I'm willing to toggle back and forth at those. Number two, I'll just put IBC squirt. Then thanks for removing the picture. I was looking at Gary when I was making my power rankings. I go with the IBC. I go squirt. Then I go Coca-Cola. Then I go Sprite. And then I leave three or four spaces open.
Hobo sweat.
Three waters.
Yeah, and for hobo sweat, and then I put Hawaiian punch. That's my power ranking.
Now, you had to hit off my dog, the egg and bacon.
Yeah.
Did you do this to others? Did you try all the dogs?
No, I felt pretty good about my call. I got the two Chicagoans, and the Chicagoans, my favorite dog. And I will say this, though. I like a steam dog. I like the snap of the casing. The grilled dog, if you're going with the egg and the bacon, is a good call because it works into that theme.
Yeah.
And that's what Brian did.
Yeah.
All right. So good stuff. And so good timing and bad timing with Vinny Tortorich coming in here. The truck was a bad time. He ruined it for everyone. People are eating tater tots covered with chili and cheese when he comes walking.
In the shadows. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like someone turned the light on and the roaches just scattered.
Yeah, I pounded those things before Vinny showed up.
Yeah, I noticed you did this move where you wanted to show me nothing was in your hands and I was back again. You were like, yeah, come on back. Look, my hands are free. I'm not even touching this
stuff.
It's
all in my belly.
Yeah.
He's like a blackjack dealer. Shift changed.
I think, oh, Adam is being really nice here. Like, oh yeah.
But later on, before this, it would have been better timing if Vinny pulled up before. So what I I don't know why. I can't remember who got me onto this yoga ball thing, but I told somebody that I stood on my yoga. I used to on a bigger yoga ball, the ones that are about 25 inches off the ground. I used to stand on it. Well, somebody kind of dared me. Somebody, you don't have to play it. We filmed it, so I'll show it to you soon. But I used to stand on this yoga ball, and my buddy Kelly would take a medicine ball, and he said, this guy was fascinated with my balance. So right. He would ask me to do weird things, you know, and he'd go, you think you could stand on a yoga ball? And I'd go, maybe I can stand it. I've never tried. And so he'd go, well, try to stand on the yoga ball. And I'd kind of get on it and kind of try to wrap my around, try to work my way up. Now, you can't. It's no fairies if you used a wall right, or a desk balance, or something. Yeah. You have to just put it in the middle of the room and do it. And I was able to stand on it. And then he went, you think you could catch this medicine ball if I just softly threw it to you, like underhand? And I said, I think I could do it. So he kind of threw like a little underhand, you know, unlimited arc pitch to me. And I caught it. And 15 seconds later, he was throwing it as hard as he could, just firing it. He's really? A strong guy. He's a trainer. From his chest at me as hard as he could. And I would catch it and I would fire it back. Now, this is 10 years ago, and I've not been on a yoga ball since. But for some reason, I was talking about it with Chris and Max Pan and whoever. And I said, I don't know, I think Kelly filmed it once or something. We got some film of it. And I said, nah, we don't have anything. So I got a yoga ball that's smaller, which I don't really like. I like a bigger one. It's a little more surface and a little easier for some reason, even though you're not as high off the ground. And when I used to do it at home, I just did it in the room. But let me tell you, when you go south on a yoga ball, it happens fast. Mm. And I can tell you as a guy, people think you fall when you're on a unicycle. You almost never fall. You come forward and grab the seat, but you never just land on your feet.
Right.
You don't really. Number of times I've actually fallen on a unicycle, I'd probably count on two hands, but it's been a while. But the point is that, and that's also if you're trying something. If you're just going and it comes out, you kind of go with your feet.
Sure.
Yoga ball, you go down fast, and you go down on your back fast, and your feet get higher than your head fast, because when it goes, it just goes.
And you're hitting the ball on the way down, so you got a double bounce coming.
The few times I went down fast, the ball went forward, I went backwards, but I was on the ground, like up in the air and on the ground fast. So I said, you know what, I'm going to get out a mat. I had a mat at the other shop, and I found a yoga ball that was too small, and I said, Nick, and it'd been 10 years, but I then ordered a bigger ball. So I have a bigger ball coming. I'm going to get in a little bit of shape, and you will see me standing on the big ball, firing the medicine ball back and forth, but I'll show you a quick little tape of it just from the other shop. Fortunately, Philly Cheesesteak wouldn't leave me alone.
Use your coach. Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, you're on all... You're on,
I'm standing.
Yeah. You did it!
On the yoga ball.
That's impressive in and of itself.
Now, Nick has this medicine ball.
Phil throwing a ball at you, too.
Throwing a ball at me.
Damn!
Okay, now, is that before or after two Chicago dogs?
That's before. That's why I earned them.
Okay.
Each throw. If I could have got three, I could have got a chili dog in there.
Speaking of two Chicago dogs, did you not do this once with your children in your arms?
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
I don't mean to get child services involved.
It was so bad.
You originally had triplets.
I do know, by the way, like, you know that kind of stuff where they go, you would take a bullet for your kid. Like, you would step in front of a train if your kids are... Absolutely not. Brian, be prepared. Okay. When instinct kicks in, it just kicks in. Mm-hmm. Like, when that train's coming, you're like, I'm getting out of the way. Like, that's
good
your...
Good luck!
I was so...
Good luck, Tessa!
Right. Must have been right around. So my kids are 10. All right. So I haven't done it. Oh, they're turning 11 in a month and a half. Yeah. So they're turning 11. So I haven't done this in 10 years. And so what happened was so Kelly got me up on the ball, and then it was just like fun. Like stand on, and he was taking the medicine ball. He's just a strong guy, and he was firing it at my gut, and I'm just catching fire. I could fire it back, and it was pretty impressive stuff. So, and then later on, he said, well, get on the unicycle. So I got on the unicycle, and I was riding around the courtyard in like this 30-foot circle on my unicycle. And he said, each time he'd come by, he'd like try to knock me off by throwing the medicine ball at me as hard as he could. And I'd just catch it on the unicycle and I'd fire it back at him again. So I was so full of my own balance at that particular point that I had the big yoga ball, for some reason, was in the kid's den downstairs, my den, the kid's romper room, whatever it turned into. And I was just getting up on it, and I just sort of got used to sitting on my knees on it and just sitting up on my knees on it, just sort of doing that. And at some point, I said, hey, kids, come here or something. They were like, they must have been over. Like 14 months or a year old or something.
Wow.
I had them both up like this. That ball went. That ball went fast.
Oh, God.
Now, this time, because
did
I was
you throw
on,
him up like a bag of groceries?
No, because we're on, because I was on my knees.
Like John Wick.
I was on my knees, we all went forward.
Oh,
the ball just
no.
shot out backwards. Mm. And like I said, there's not a lot of warning. It just goes.
So they softened your balance?
They did. I had them both in each arm, and I definitely threw my arms out to protect
like
myself.
Floaties.
Where's terrible, Lynette? Was terrible. She in the room?
Yeah, I think she was nearby. She's not happy. The kids were going nuts.
Oh, my God.
But again, famously, infamously, I was, we had a bed, and the bed was... three.
Braggart.
I love
we
it.
Had a bed, yeah.
It's humble brag.
Hey, if you're a Corollan, you got
we
a bed.
Had a bed.
Off the floor.
And box spring. La-di-da. His Highness has a box spring. We had a bed and a box spring at the old house, and that thing was 30 inches off the 32 inch. It was 28, 30. It was up. And boy, Natalia, man, when she was 3 or 4, she was a daredevil, and she was sprinting at me and jumping and everything. And most of you guys know the story, but she kept saying to me, move back, move. She couldn't even say that. She'd say less forward is what she would say, like less forward. She'd move her hand, and I'd go. And at some point, I got about 8 feet away from the bed, and she'd run down that bed and launch Superman, Supergirl style, and I got long arms and I got pretty good range, and I would just grab her, right. But it would be close. And at some point, she moved me beyond her range, beyond my range. She stepped less forward. She kept weighing me back, and I got 10, 11 feet off the bed, and I said, now, Natalia, I'm not gonna be able to reach you from here. And she's like, go back. And I'm like, less forward. And I said, okay, here I am. But I will not.
Less talking, old walking, old man.
Yeah. I will not be able to catch you if this is where you want me. And she said, that's, yeah.
All right.
We're going to do it.
Made my peace.
And I said, okay, let's do it. And she just dove and just face planted.
And she's the one that did that thing in the backyard, the zip line that you had when I was at your house.
Here's all you need to know for her. All you need to know for her wiring, unlike Sonny, who I would stand against the bed and he'd want me closer and I'd actually have to actually go walk into the bed. Like I'd have to press myself into the
be like lean onto the bed.
The Terminator. It'd have to become part of the bed.
Good.
She said, step it back, and I stepped it back. And so we'd do this, you know, on a nightly basis. She'd get a run. I'd get about 8 feet from the bed. She'd launch, and I'd just grab her. And she said, hey, Gary or somebody, there's a couple pictures of those two in a frame that's sitting in my new office that I've never moved into at the other thing, where you can see her in the swimming pool, just me launching her in the air. She's 7 feet in the air. She's at three. Like, she's digging it. So she launches, and I started doing this move where she would launch, and as soon as she would get midair and kind of at her zenith, I would do this fake-out move where I went, oh, mommy's home, and I would turn and look toward the door, and I saw her face when she launched, and she was midair, and for that millisecond where I went, mommy's home, and her face just went like, oh, like, I mean, it's terror, as much terror as can pour over a four-year-old, that was in her face.
Sure.
And then, so the next time, she's like, Daddy, don't do that. And I was like, I'm not going to do it. You can do it. And I did it again. And she's like, Daddy. But after about three of them, and we were doing it like the next night, she's like, do it. I was like, wow. That's a weird, that's a thrill seeker. Like, right. this wasn't, yeah, this wasn't traveling in the air anymore or getting any higher in the air. This is, that's basically a speedball.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, Coke, not enough. Speed, not enough.
That's good sometimes.
Yeah, but if you're John Belushi. Yeah.
A little chocolate and peanut butter.
You got to get the speedball going.
But is she still like, does she say, take me to the rock climbing gym now? Is she still a thrill seeker? Is she still doing that?
She's
skiing and this kind of thing.
She's not scared of anything per se, but she's turning into a girl and she wants to do stuff
makeovers.
That's like with her friends.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff
that
like
goes
that,
in reverse
less.
After they decide, okay, I'm a girl, I'm good with that, because these girls end up on the back of crotch rockets and stuff like that.
Yes. Yes. She's my that's a Navy.
Too close.
Stage three. Damn it. Autumn Shade. Autumn Shade's coming to the stage. She's riding a wheelie on a zipper skirt. Watch out. Oh my God. Autumn's got tetanus. She won't be able to dance for a while. Jade, stage four. All right. So, yeah, it makes one worry a little bit later on when one gets one's driver's license. But it is a whole new world. I talked to Sonny about playing football. He says he wants to play football. And then it lamented that none of his friends want to play tackle football. And it's like, what's better for him? What's wrong? It's like, yeah. Well, you know, Stuart doesn't want to get a concussion and Johnny's worried about getting hurt. Like, everyone's just worried about getting hurt, getting concussions, getting whatever.
This is how it starts.
And I'm like, yeah, we had those things. They didn't invent concussions or dislocated fingers or fractures or anything. It was just something something you lived with. I think guy's picture Natalia up in the air, but there's a picture of Sonny where I think I got him some real good airborne.
Good
Sonny,
air right
first and last time?
Yeah, first and last time.
Oh, Sonny. No.
Sonny did not have a choice.
Look at him crying. He's his bottom lip sticking out.
Yeah, Sonny's, when I stretch my arms out that way, that's pretty darn close to 6 feet from my waist. So Sonny's he's a good 8 feet in the air above that pool.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's a good picture.
Nope. Throwing kids is great. Oh, and then Uncle Ray would come around. He built like a trebuchet and would launch him into the next neighborhood. Awesome. Like a counterweight.
He had triplets.
Yeah. All right. You can see all our pictures and stuff at AdamCarolla.com.
Adam,
yes.
I thought of something. I heard it on a show a couple of weeks ago, and I want to correct someone and tell you that you were right.
Mm-hmm.
A guy called in, and you were talking about, and I know this area because I lived at the top of Coldwater Canyon, and you talked about riding a motorcycle from the top of the canyon to the bottom of the canyon.
We're going to limit this to 20 minutes, but go
ahead. But let me – the guy said something, and you guys – he at first said that – you know, someone took a motorcycle at one time and welded the handlebar solid and proved that you can't turn a motorcycle. And I can tell you who did that. It was the motorcycle coach, the speed coach, Keith Code.
Boring machine.
Keith Code did that to prove that you can't turn a motorcycle without some tilt. But it doesn't mean that you have to have your hands on the handlebars, because you can guide a bike without having your hands on the handlebars.
Boring machine.
Anyone...
I agree.
Am I making sense? So
I
the guy was right. You were right.
I am going
to say.
When I'm done, when I get my regulation yoga ball, and Dawson, what's on that hot dog you're eating now?
Mustard.
Oh.
All right.
Simple.
It almost looked plain to me. All right.
It's yellow.
Just mustard.
Hawaiian mustard.
Okay. All right. Dodged a bullet there. Thought it was plain. All right.
Have you ever been on a tightrope?
It's always dangerous eating in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So I like it. Should run on their toes.
Like at the park, you know, they'll tie it from tree to tree.
We're still laughing about you ordering a pina colada in Amsterdam.
Yeah. That's what
God. Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me about that.
Worst Jimmy Buffett song ever.
I still think the greatest
the
moment.
Home of the pina colada.
I think the greatest Dawson consuming something moment was when he was nipping off a flask right behind that window. That was great. And the best response was, Dawson, did you drink a flask? I saw you see me. So good.
All right. Speaking of food, I think we have Brian and Andrew out there.
Oh, God. No, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Boring machine.
When I'm done with my big yoga ball, maybe I'll get a Honda 404 and kill myself going down Coldwater Canyon. All right. Let's hardest part about the yoga ball is getting up.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
It. Once you're
it's
up,
extremely wobbly.
You're okay.
And that ball was almost empty. You should fill it up a bit more.
I think empty is better.
It'll be easier.
There's a happy medium between too full and too empty.
Completely empty is the best.
Completely empty is probably the best. All right. Should we bring the guys in? Let's do it.
I'm going to hate this.
Yes, you are.
Will Andrew or Brian eat it?
Because they're Andrew's lunch is plain Cheerios, eats pizza without cheese. Because they're Brian's pissed off at most food, he must have a mental disease. Because their taste buds are so screwed, they won't eat a pie. Because their eating habits are so weird, like toddlers who were high.
All right, a little business before we get to the competition. No figuring these two warriors out, by the way. LifeLock, an email phishing scam targeted 1 million users of a document editing application. The invite to open the document looked like it came from a contact. And then what'd they do? Well, once they got in, they opened the files, they scanned them, collected the information, contacts, everything else. Look, every day on the news, you hear a new story about what's going on with the government. It's going on with everything. Identity theft, America's fastest growing crime. That's why I have LifeLock. Lynette has it. The kids have it. Philly Cheesesteak has it. We all got the LifeLock. It scans hundreds of millions of transactions each second. If they detect your info, they'll send you an alert. If you have a problem, they're U.S.-based. They'll work to fix it. They don't outsource. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the best protection available, and membership starts at just $9.99 a month. I just bought a yoga ball online. My information's out there. I have LifeLock, $9.99 a month. $9.99 a month. It's LifeLock. Dawson.
Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam. That's Adam for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Visit LifeLock.com and save 10% now.
All right. So, Andrew and Brian, are you guys sharing? Oh, we don't have a... Are they sharing a mic?
Looks like it.
I guess so. All right. You guys are good. Do we have a theme to this?
Yes. We're losing Andrew.
Andrew right? is going
what?
Back to... Andrew's going back to Boston. I predict he'll be back, but he's going back to Boston. And so he will be missed. Boy, will he be missed. And I think, I'm assuming he'll be back. That's just me. I got my fingers crossed.
Brian, are you worried that you're going to take the brunt of the anger now,
the
just
food,
being the only one
action.
Yeah, that doesn't eat correctly?
No, I'm not.
He's
not.
Not.
Okay.
Well, he also has Jacob over there, the editor, who's sort of like, he's like a lower level Nazi, but he's got Goering and Hitler, and they're going on trial.
Yeah,
you know, and this guy's only
with...
wiped out a couple of villages in Hungary, but these guys have done such mass atrocities that he kind of flies under the radar.
Oh my God.
But Jacob will surface too, because he's not like you guys, but he's still pretty weird in the eating department, if you ask me.
He's the guy you offer immunity to get to the bigger
fish. Yeah, that's right. We'll give him a rollover.
Yeah.
Let's get Jacob to roll over.
He's just weird with how he eats his food. He'll eat just about anything, though.
You're telling someone that they're weird with food?
No.
How he eats it.
How he eats it. Now, so Andrew is not only weird with what he eats, but he's weird in how that he eats it. Like, again, I took him out to the kebab place. To it was an adios kebab, and I forgot the best part is when you get the rice and you got the beef kebab and you got the piece of onion to do the rice and the onion with it, get the ratio right, get the whole thing in right. He eats all of the rice first, then all of the salad and onion or whatever, then the beef.
Yeah. Get, for dessert.
Get to the rice quick before it slops out some good stuff.
All alone. Okay. All right. So are we ready?
We are ready. This is a all Boston foods
Ooh,
round.
I see.
First food is lobster.
Oh,
will
that's
Brian
delicious.
And Andrew eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lobster.
I'm guessing adding drawn butter or lemon or anything won't change
only
the
makes
answer.
It worse.
Well, one way or the other, in or out, I assume. One way or the other. Lobster salad?
Yeah.
Any form?
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, I'm going to just step up and say, since you're from that area. Brian, you're from that area too, right?
Yeah, I'm from Massachusetts.
All right, so how do you avoid it?
You grew up.
You can't avoid it, right?
Right, like I said, in so many things. Could be, potentially.
All right, I'm going to go Brian, yes, Andrew, no.
I'm going to say no to both. It's a weird texture thing. It's rubbery. It's got a very distinct seafood flavor.
Yeah, I agree. It's a bug of the sea, which I love, but I don't think that's your vibe. Neither of you will eat it.
I was going to say that Brian would do it, but because it's a bottom feeder, yeah, they're going to both say no. So it's two no's.
All right.
Yeah.
I would not eat it. Neither would I.
Oh, damn.
I know how to play this game.
It's rubbery, I tried it once in college.
Yeah.
It's a college thing.
It's just the fact that he grew up in that area. Man, I just thought you had to.
I thought so, too.
Have you ever tried it?
Once
in college.
I mean, no, I'm sorry, Andrew. Oh, okay.
Always bad.
Lobster roll. Came close, but no.
Oh. That's just because it's toast.
I ended up eating the roll.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. All right. All right. Glad I paid for lobster.
Next up.
Tell Max Patty, you got to eat that.
Put it on a hot dog.
Yeah. All right. Next up.
Boston baked beans.
Oh, I'm going to be angry because I love Boston baked beans.
When you said that, the first thing I thought of was the candies. The Boston baked bean candies.
Yeah. I love baked beans. Now, Andrew, you're going back and you're going into your old room, right?
Yeah.
Is it left as it was?
No, it's pretty much the only room that's been changed.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Good. Because we're talking about Fondelier's room. It's still a shrine to him.
You're moving back home?
Mm-hmm.
You're married, right?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, Vinny. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
In the past 2 weeks? I mean, last time we spoke, you were married.
Clorox. Yeah. Will Andrew drink it?
And we have a leader in the clubhouse for most uncomfortable moments.
Sorry.
That's all right. First the hot dogs, now the divorce. It's bad timing with Vinny today.
We love you, Andrew.
All right. So, that's where I think he's going to get back. I think he's going to go back. And he's going to come back. That's my plan. But anyway.
Someone in this equation is coming back.
Yes. All right. So, Boston baked beans. It's an innocent question. Boston baked beans. I love them. It's more than one thing together.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a viscousness, though.
Yes.
That's the good part, though.
All right.
Viscosity.
Damn it. It should be, oh, no, for two, but I'm still going to go Andrew, no, Brian, yes, see if I can get back in.
I'm doing the rare double yes. This is something kids enjoy. I mean, little kids, I bet they grew up on this.
I'm going to say, just a wild guess, Andrew, yes, Brian, no.
Very rare.
Yeah. Is starch and sugar all cooked together? No one can possibly say no to this. I'm going to really try to go out ahead here and say yes on both.
Yes on both. All right.
No, I wouldn't eat that.
Never.
Never.
Wow. Right there, I'm out of the game.
Defiance.
You just hate me now, right?
Defiance.
No, I just hate beans.
Defiantly, yeah. No.
And beans. Is the slimy factor a factor?
Yeah.
All of
it's
it.
Too mushy.
It's all
and,
of it.
Yeah.
What's with beans, though? Wait a minute, Brian. What's the bean problem?
It looks like it'll come out exactly how it comes in.
Okay.
And I don't want that in me.
I watched you eat crappy Asian food, a big plate of it that looked like mush. It looked like prison food.
But it did not come out the same way.
Okay.
You need proof?
Factoring in the aesthetic of it is such a...
I also feel like
you're painting yourself into a weird corner.
Yeah, there's
a
lot off the table in that case.
Right.
Right?
Since it's not a fact, you're not having sex with it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're not doing a portrait of beans.
Well, Andrew's not having sex with it.
Oh, Jesus.
Vinny,
oh,
please.
Jesus Christ. Come on now.
I understand the fans now.
Shots fired.
Oh, wow. You realize I'm not a comedian.
All right, here we go. I don't know who's winning, but it's not me.
Andrew just won.
In the hot dog department,
ooh,
a Fenway Frank with ketchup.
Oh,
you got that shipped from Fenway, right?
Of course.
Fenway Frank.
We spare no expense around here.
I had to buy that on the day the hot dog truck was here?
Jesus Christ. This could be a facsimile.
What are the odds?
Either way, if it's not off that truck, I'm getting screwed. All right. Boy, your kids, you grow up, you go to the ball, not me, but normal people, regular dads go to ball games and they order a hot dog with ketchup on it, right?
Yes.
And for Andrew, it may be too many components again.
Bun, hot dog, ketchup?
Yeah, that's three. That's, just that's,
a good
three.
Point. That's a good point.
Would you listen to yourself?
I just said three things.
Yep. So I will say maybe too many for Andrew, but then he grew up there. I say yes and yes.
Damn, that was going to be my answer. Mm-hmm. Okay. If one of them will eat it, but not with a bun, that's still a yes, right?
Like, no.
No. These are yes, no questions.
Definitely eat the whole thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. In that case, yes to Brian, no to Andrew. I think there's a no-bun situation.
Nah, that's a good call.
This is full-on five-year-old yummy town, so I'm going to say yes to both.
I think it's an abomination to put ketchup on a hot dog, which means they're going to both say yes.
I would not eat it.
Damn it.
No. No way.
Oh,
halfway there.
No.
Vinny, what happened to you, buddy?
Jesus Christ.
I was so far out ahead.
What the? Neither one. What's the problem, Andrew, first?
It's one thing too many with ketchup.
Which would you eliminate?
I should have listened to myself.
Okay. No ketchup.
Well, the ketchup. No ketchup. Oh, I thought it was
you
so
I knew the ketchup screwed him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would also, I agree 100% with that. Yeah. Without the ketchup, it's fine.
I should have known the ketchup, although I've seen you dipping fries in a ketchup, haven't I? Oh,
well,
no.
I love ketchup. Not once.
Oh, you love ketchup.
Yeah, just it's not in this.
Oh, that makes no sense.
You're the best.
You'd like ketchup like if it was on a piano or something, but not a hot dog, not out of context, not in this situation, not in this setting is what you're saying. If you put it on a bird in flight or something like that, that's something else.
Tolerable, yeah.
Or a set of dentures or something, or a dreidel or something, but not out of the context, like on a hot dog,
absurd.
not something like this.
You never put that together.
Okay, I get it now.
Might as well be on a Martian.
Now I get it. All right. Okay.
Next up, a can of Progresso New England clam chowder.
Oh, boy. Max Powell, you're eating all this. I'm not throwing this away.
He's pressed up against the window.
Licking the glass.
I don't know. This is tough. I got to get back in this
I think
thing.
We're all pretty close.
No, I feel been, well, everyone's doing horribly, yes. And I'm decrepit amongst just the horribleness. So I'm going to say that Andrew, no and no. If everyone just goes no, I'll just go no and yes. I'll go Andrew, no, and Brian, yes.
It would be a shock to me if either one of them went near this. That is a lot of ingredients. That is a weird smell. That's an odd texture. No to both.
Yeah, for some reason I thought Andrew might, just because there's a spoon involved and maybe it goes down easier if it's liquid.
Like spoons.
But I can't, I don't think either of them can do it. I have to say no to both.
Texture, vision, chunky. No. They're not. No.
Andrew?
I would not eat it. Never in a million years.
Yeah, it's so obvious. So obvious.
I'm proud to be from New England.
Clearly.
But I'll never have that.
Why?
Because it looks disgusting. Yeah,
it does look disgusting.
It doesn't look disgusting. Food doesn't really look
also,
like stuff.
Also, we're talking about it's Progresso. Not
every soup looks weird if you really want to break it down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have news here. Would you eat the real stuff and not the canned stuff?
Oh, well, that's another question for another time, Vinny.
That's another game.
Oh, well, hold on.
That's for a live show.
All right, hold on. It has to be clam chowder has to be the answer. Would you eat clam chowder?
No.
If your mom made her clam chowder.
She knows
famous
better.
Clam chowder.
No, that's never happened before.
Oh, so there's nothing about Progresso or anything. No. It's just you're not eating clam chowder.
It's not
all right. Okay. Well, I just want to be accurate. You have to make sure. All right. Here we go. Last one. I'm getting bored.
Our final food. Boston cream pie.
Oh, my God. My brother had
Will
this
Andrew
every year.
Chris, there's one thing you're not getting. Oh, Lord. Love
Adam
Boston
is about to
pie.
Hump it with his
well,
eyes.
Well, no, because this is a trick, because it's not really a pie.
That's okay.
That's why it's delicious.
Oh, how dare you. All right. Andrew, no. Brian doesn't eat things. He doesn't like pie, but this isn't really pie.
Mm-hmm,
it's
not at
cake
all.
With stuff in between. I'm way out of this, so it doesn't matter. I'll just go Andrew, no. Brian, yes.
My own thoughts were influencing this. I can't think independently right now. Yes to both.
I agree with Adam. I don't think Andrew will eat it, but I think Brian will eat it. Maybe begrudgingly, but he'll eat it.
yes and yes, and if either says no, they're lying.
Nope.
No, but I've made a couple in my day.
All right.
What the hell that even means. All right, get out of here. You discussed everyone.
We got another score.
I think it's a big...
We all lost.
I lost, and then everyone else almost Gina lost.
Adam, you and Vinny tied for the loss. Congratulations. Yeah. I do want to remind you, though, there are only two losers in that room.
By the way, can I... Everybody can else I, is a Can winner. I say this? I look at this, like not winning with these guys, is... being thrown out of a NAMBLA meeting. Like, sorry, sir. We don't need you here anymore.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? I'm going to walk back to my car with my chin held high. Mm-hmm. It's like that time it's like if
as
I
if,
got
as
hypothetical, 100% hypothetical, it'd be like getting thrown out of a NAMBLA meeting.
So you're told.
Yeah.
So I'm told.
Bald Brian
no,
got
if I say hypothetical,
correct.
I don't
you
say
can actually
it. Yeah, sorry. All right, Brian got what?
Bald Brian got 5 correct. Adam and Vinny tied at 4. And Bald Brian, your 5 is enough for second place. Oh. Gina Grad takes the win with 6 correct
business.
Answers.
I feel good. I deserve a piece of Boston cream pie.
Oh. All right, Andrew.
We love you, Andrew.
Someone give Gina a cream pie.
Andrew shall be missed, but we'll see you over at the other shop, too. I'll have Matt. Make a note for you to hug it out with Andrew before he leaves.
This is from Adam. He leans in.
Proxy hug.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my brothers. We'll see you over at the other shop. All right.
Attention, Boston area female listeners. He's available. Will not cost you much out to dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little domestic prom, same. But anyway,
such a sweetheart.
It sounds horrible about that.
I know. I look.
You should.
No, you shouldn't.
How would I know?
It's a weird. It's weird because you just go. Well, what do we marry with? Yeah, I get it.
Was it common knowledge on the show, or did I just out
no?
The
guy?
But if it's he's moving back to his childhood bedroom, there might.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, but well, no, he was married.
First, he was just moving back home, like or back to Boston or whatever it was. But anyway,
now I feel like crap.
Oh no, he's fine.
It all started when he refused his wedding cake. Not for me,
Vinny.
All
the
right, let's see. Jimmy O Yang is here. Yeah. Silicon Valley. Everybody loves that show. We'll bring him in a second. Let me just get through some phone calls and then see if we can do it. Hey, Peter, 25, Covina. Peter.
Ace, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
So a couple of years ago, you were doing a live show in Phoenix, and you called out a woman in the audience, and you said, you know, everyone in the office has to do such and such because Rachel over here. And she goes, what the hell? That's my name.
Yeah, it was a woman on Sunday. Yes, Dawson remembers it in a different way. Dawson remembers me going to a room of 500 people and go, anyone here named Rachel?
No, that is not.
Somebody raised their hand.
That is nowhere near. In fact, I sent you emails to you and Gary proving my exact point that what I said was correct on that show.
What did you say on the show?
Let me think about it.
It could have been the Hawaiian Punch talk.
Let's see if I'll find the email.
All right, find the email. On this show, your memory, the way your memory served is that I shouted out the person's name and somebody said, that's me.
Yes, that is correct.
Right, but that's not how
it went. There's one vegetarian chick. Her name's Rachel. That's my name.
No, I was talking to her, that person.
No, you were not.
Okay.
Peter makes a difference.
It wouldn't have been impressive if I said there's...
Well, Peter, when's the last time you heard? When did you hear this episode last?
I'm sorry?
When did you last hear this episode?
He was there, right?
I was not there, but I listened to the episode live, and then I went back and listened to it again when you guys were discussing this a couple months ago. And you were pointing at her, and she was like, what the hell? That's my name.
Well, it's the only way it would make it interesting is if I guessed her name. If I said somebody hears vegetarian and Rachel and somebody raised their hand, there's 500 people in the room. It's like in order for somebody to share the same birthday, all you need is like 28 people or something like that. 20, or some weird... 20, hello? Yes?
23 people in the same room, there's a 50% chance to have the same birthday. Funny enough, I was at the auto shop today. The guy who runs it and I have the same birthday.
There you go. We're reeling. But we'll find this thing. So what I'm saying is
wow.
The reason I know it didn't go down that way is because I was looking at the person on stage and standing at him, and I guess their name. But the other scenarios, me just saying a name Rachel, and having somebody raise their hand in the back and go, my name's Rachel, would not be astounding at all. It would actually be expected.
You're more like a census taker.
Is there a Rachel in the house?
Yeah.
Now, all right. Now let's move on to Steve's. Like, of course, I would guess that in a 500-room seat, there'd be 11 guys who'd raise their hand and say their name was Steve, or maybe more. That's why it was not. That's why I would have never remembered it the way I did, Dawson. But anyway, we'll find the clip. Controversial clip. Oh, no, they're not controversial for me because I was standing there looking at the person. When I said, there's some bitch in the office who's named Rachel, who's a vegetarian, and she went, that's me, or my name's Rachel. That's what happened. Yes, go ahead, Dawson. Dawson's looking.
They're waiting.
You should go to the magical email place that Lynette likes to visit sometimes, which just has wishful emails that don't really exist, but somehow were constructed by genies. This is how it went down. All right.
In the meantime, Peter.
In the meantime. Go ahead, Peter.
So I'm on a Southwest flight Monday night, and I'm getting to know the woman sitting next to me. She's in her late 40s, and I asked her, so how'd you meet your husband? And she said, well, I met him at the mall. It was love at first sight. I didn't know till a couple dates in that there was an age difference. And I said, oh, so you were 19 and he was 37? And she goes, yeah. But somehow it worked out, and 30 years later, we're still married. We have a 16-year-old daughter, and I go, hold on a second. You were 19 when you met. She goes, yeah. Your husband was 37. Yeah. You and I just met. Yeah. How is this not blowing your mind? She just breezed right past it. Like, we've never met. I guess the two ages, all I had was there was an age difference.
So, Peter,
yes.
You may join me in my sorrow corral.
Because
I go
circle.
Through life this way. Now it's the sorrow corral. I go through life this way, and it's a form. Now, let me explain to everybody. Everybody's born. Tessa's is a supreme narcissist at this point.
Sure.
At some point,
you work
out of it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
And you work out of her. Yeah, somebody, you drop some M&Ms off.
Tessa,
some other little kid
is,
wants
yeah,
to know. She wants
to,
them all. Like, that's we're all
of course.
Born that way, and then it gets worked out of you. Now, we're doing a horrible job of working it out of people, and that's why the college campuses look like what they look like today. But that's how we're all born. Now, with that narcissism that you're born with, and it's basically like you can go, well, these kids on campuses, you know, they're 19, 20, 21 years old, and they're such little snowflakes, or they're such narcissists. They're not really any of that stuff. They're just kids. They're what kids were when they were 9, 7, but they're in adult bodies, and they can throw trash cans through plate glass windows. But they're
arrested development.
That's what we're dealing with, a whole bunch of adults who are like, look, a kid wants to travel with his doggy. Doesn't he? Kid wants the family pet to go with him everywhere. And then at some point, you become an adult, and it's like, hey, the dog can't come with you on the airplane. You're an adult now. It's like, okay, you make these decisions. Well, now there's a bunch of dogs on planes. Why? Because these are kids, essentially, because we never force them to become adults, and they never grew up. When you're a kid, you speak in terms of this. Like, a young kid will say, Tim says, and Tim says, and then Tim said, and then at some point you go, who's Tim? It's my friend. And you go, okay, obviously. I don't know who Tim is. But when you're a kid, you don't go, my friend. You just go, Tim. Because you just assume your world is everyone's world.
Sure.
And when you're a little bit dumb, you're kind of like a kid. And when you're a little bit narcissistic, you're kind of like a kid. And when you're sort of a little bit dumb and a little bit narcissistic, and somebody says something about your world, well, that's not news to you. That's public consumption.
Yeah,
there, it's 1937.
That.
Yeah. You're right. And their reaction to that, when you go, anything to me getting that, they go, yeah, that's number.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I
you
talked,
didn't guess if the sky's blue.
I talked to some kid. I talked to some girl once on Loveline, famously, a million years ago, and I was like, look, that loser boyfriend of yours working at the batting cage and dropping out of junior college and blah, 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 blah. And then a few moments later, I went, what does he do? And she goes, he works at a batting cage.
Oh, God.
I said, well, I guess he worked at a batting cage? Yeah.
And I said, well, why didn't you say anything? She said, well, that's where he works.
Yeah, I didn't have to correct you.
I said, I know, but then it seemed like a pretty tough putt, like batting cage, working
of all
a batting
the loser jobs station. You possibly have.
Right. But her whole thing was, that's where he works. What do you want me to say? You were right.
But batting cage, I mean, if you had said Starbucks, every loser works at a Starbucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
Wow.
I think that's the worst.
Andrew's
right
getting
now.
A gig at a Starbucks outside of Boston House.
But you have to say, like, everyone right, who needs a real job is working at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
batting cage is like maybe one in L.A.
Grande or Venti.
Oh. Foam heart.
Speaking right. of which, Wizard of Bras in Monrovia on the way to the batting cages every weekend growing up.
Thank you.
Did not stop laughing when you guys were talking
you,
about
Peter.
It. You're welcome.
Wow, the
You're
Wizard
welcome.
Of Bras
it's
over
real.
There.
That's
yeah.
the shop that Richard Simmons sent me my bra from.
Mm.
Yep.
That's the one.
He'll be missed.
He's around.
They won't. He will. Peter?
Yeah.
All right. I feel your pain. All right. Dawson's going to find that whatever he's looking for.
Dog on my flight 2 rows up, by the way.
Dog.
Shocking.
Yeah. It's on.
Yep. On the flight.
It's on.
Yep.
Look, I just the.
This guy's a repository of Adam Carolla examples.
Mm-hmm. Just the defecation angle. Isn't it? By the time you leave, if in you picture, you put your dog in your car and you leave for the airport. You have to figure from the time the dog gets in the car and you close the door to the time you go wheels up, it's 2.5 to 3 hours on average. Where's the dog defecate? And then the plane flight's an average of 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Where's the dog defecate? Mm-hmm. And then taxiing and arriving and, oh, the gate's closed. We got to wait till they clear the gate. You know, dog's got to poop. And this thing where it's like, oh, they have a... They got a place for it. You know, there's a place in the airport. I don't want a place in the airport for dogs to take a dump. I really don't.
It is odd.
And even if they do it there, if you're going cross country, that's 6 hours. Mm-hmm. There's no way they can hold it.
All right. Dawson's ready to mount a spirited defense.
Okay. This is during a round of What Can't Adam Complain About? Frank Caliendo was the guest on the show, and someone had just asked you if you can complain about pizza. Go on.
Here's what pisses me off about pizza. Any vegetarians out here tonight? I hate you people. And let me tell you why. Because there'd be an office of 55 people, but we got to accommodate the one bitch who decided she hated it. Show, meat is murder, man. That flesh, man, that's a bad vibe. So what people start doing is they go, all right, well, we have Rachel, and Rachel... Yeah, baby.
No, but she asked the question.
Whoa. Yeah.
Or you got to get the question.
Now. You got
to
get
the question. We'll go back to the question. If she asked the question, then that would make sense. I'm also sitting, you know, stage right, and I can't see who you're talking to. I can only hear. So if she asked the question, then I'm totally wrong.
You are totally wrong. It's not a person. It's either she asked a question or her boyfriend asked a question. And I'm pointing at her going, Rachel over here doesn't. That's why she said it.
That she reacted as though she had never said her name.
But she was on mic, which means a mic. Was
no,
so
she wasn't. She mic. Wasn't on mic. She wasn't on mic. She was.
We
I was
don't hear
pointing.
The name. It's
no. Is it who asked? Oh, can we hear her?
Can't hear it. It's back before we did the cards where somebody just shouted something out. I'll play you the audio.
Wait, it's back before we did the cards where somebody shouted. But if
there
she shouted
no
something out, we just heard her go, oh my God, it's my name.
This was, there were more people shouting because you were taking
Like improv style.
You couldn't hear it. Yeah.
I hear pizza.
She shouted it out
okay,
and I was pointing
it.
At her.
Let's hear it.
Pizza. Yeah.
Well,
Gary, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but you got to give it a little head.
I need a. All right, let's do one more.
Pizza.
That was definitely a dude.
All right. Then it was the girl sitting next to him. We'll never really prove this. No, Dawson, it wasn't a person when my name is Rachel.
It was a random chick in the audience who is a vegetarian whose name was Rachel.
No. No.
Yes.
It was not. No.
I think he's
it
right about
not.
That
no.
because she
it
goes, I'm
not.
Rachel.
Now, I was looking at the person and pointing at the person when I said it. It wasn't a person from over here. Name Rachel.
Why would you look and point at this person when a guy clearly asked?
The guy was there with his girl.
Okay.
Now we're going to have to
find Rachel. We need to find Rachel.
Also, there was a couple was there, and I was talking to him, and I went, and some chick from the office, and I was pointing.
Yeah.
It could have been a table mate or whatever it was, but I was pointing at the person going, some chick from the office, it was a vegetarian, her name's Rachel, and she wants blah, 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 and the poor person I was pointing at said, my name's Rachel.
No, if she was on the good, other... But that's just too good. I don't know.
No, that's why we stopped. Wait, you got to play it out.
Do you think maybe when you ask for, like, do we have any vegetarians or who are the vegetarians, that girl raised her hand and you're like, oh, so like this girl, like, and then you're
pointing... Oh, yeah, could have been.
That's probably what happened.
Could have been that. Maybe she raised her hand. Well, play it out.
Okay, she never declared her name to be Rachel. That's the crazy part.
A David Allen Greer pizza. Let's talk pizza. All right. I got to say this. Frank, you ever had pizza?
A couple times.
Okay, a couple times.
On the way over.
More than once.
Two stops, yes.
Two times you've had pizza.
He's a big
doctor
man.
Says they have a weight problem.
Yeah, you know. See, I could just force those in.
That was good. It's good.
I'm like one of the buttons on the computer. You just press
Here's what pisses me off about pizza. Any vegetarians out here tonight? I hate you people. And let me tell you why. Because there'd be an office of 55 people, but we got to accommodate the one bitch who decided she hated it. Show, meat is murder, man. That flesh, man, that's a bad vibe. So what people start doing is they go, all right, well, we have Rachel, and Rachel. Yeah, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good drop.
Hold on now.
Yes, wow. Great drop.
Wow.
Your name is what, ma'am?
Rachel.
Wow. Have we met before this? Wow.
Well, the audience was pretty amazed by what Adam had just done. Seemed like Rachel was pretty amazed as well, as for some reason she was starting to take her top off.
Thanks, Morgan.
Guess she didn't realize that Adam was married.
Hey, man. Come on, Morgan. That'd be funny if Morgan was like you were trying to get laid, and Morgan was narrating. Like,
you know you got those two children at home. What would they think if Dad was talking to a lady?
Hey, buddy, I'm talking to a cocktail waitress over here. She doesn't know what's going on.
I understand what you're trying to do, Adam, but is that the right thing? Is that what your mother would want you to do?
And listen, Morgan,
while she was accepting that welfare check and you were telling her that's not
Morgan,
the way it should be done.
You're killing my wood here. I'm trying to get my twirl.
I understand.
So? You're just going to my home. You already said you come up to my room, all right?
I realize what's going on inside those pants there, sonny.
Okay, listen.
I can see it popping out.
Morgan,
I'm a little bit worried right now.
Dude, you got to stop following her around and talking about my kids and my wife. You understand that?
Hey, do you want to go watch Godfather 2 with me?
All right. He's showing you.
Yeah, so I was pointing
that's
at the chick.
That's when it started getting really weird.
That's the, all right. That's my point. All right. Okay. Not randomly. Randomly wouldn't have been anything. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right. All right. Does anyone agree? Disagree?
I don't know who to disagree or agree with, but it was pretty amazing.
Well, I wouldn't have taken note of it if it was somebody in the back of the room who yelled
part,
my name is Rachel. Well, what is there not to believe? I pointed at the person.
You heard the audio, right? You can't hear you pointing. You can't hear a...
I know you can't hear. Yeah.
Was she a vegetarian, though? This particular Rachel.
She was a vegetarian.
Okay,
named
in that
Rachel,
case,
yes.
That's pretty amazing.
No. The amazing part of the event is I was pointing at a chick or talking to a chick, and I made a made-up name for her, and it was her name.
Okay.
That's who it was. It wasn't somebody off to the side or somebody else who came forward. It was the person I was speaking to. That's why she was freaked out, and that's why I made a big deal of it.
You are correct. You are right.
I am correct. Okay. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made a big deal out of it because it wouldn't have been anything.
Well, and neither would she. If it was some random girl, she wouldn't have screamed.
Right. All right, now where
Boring
were we?
Machine.
All right. Now, let's see. Jimmy O's out there, so let's just get through here and talk to Adam's parents, his kids. Jeremy, 31.
Hey, Adam, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good. I just had a quick question for you. When Natalia and Sonia were infants, how often did your parents come and visit them or, you know, ask about them and stuff like that?
They're all right. They're not good, but they're, you know, they're like how you think, maybe a little bit.
Do they buy birthday presents?
For themselves?
No, I meant for the kids.
They're not really, you know, they're kind of, you know, it's a tacit agreement with almost everyone in my family, which is no one really wants to see anybody in either direction. I mean,
let's not force the issue.
Not that they don't want to, but it's kind of, you know, it's.
I was seeing if I could have an opportunity to one up you in this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a 4-month old. My parents don't have any issues with them. I get along with them fine. Girlfriend gets along with them fine. They live right across the street from me. They have not seen my child.
They probably see her as it comes and goes.
They've seen me load him into the car and stuff and wave, you know, hey.
Do they have an ankle bracelet on?
And they wave.
Is it a home arrest?
No. And I even, just to experiment with it, I went over there with him in my hand, and my stepmom was trying to carry something heavy upstairs. And I was like, here, hold him, and I'll carry that up the stairs. And she was like, no, I got it. Like, oh, all right.
What?
Well,
not interested, not even remotely interested.
Well, it's horrible. But let me say this. When you get older, it's good because you don't have to deal with them. But So how did you come to live across the street from your parents' house?
They own this house, and I rent it from them.
All right. And then what is it? And you said at the beginning they don't have any issues with your kid or your girlfriend or what is it
no,
that
no,
they don't
no,
have
there's
issues?
No, there's no like they don't like her or there's nothing like that. There's no animosity anywhere. They just, you know, and they just have no interest. They're just like, I don't really, you know.
Well, how were they with you growing up?
Oh, fine.
That's a weird thing.
Being the parent of an 8-month-old...
It's weird.
Jeremy, I don't know your lifestyle, but being the parent of an 8-month-old, the thing you're missing out on is a free/cheap /eager/available/convenient babysitter. That is a life changer.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
No, my mother lives about 60 miles away, and she comes down every other weekend.
Well, that's good. Now, but your dad, growing up, did he go to your baseball games, graduations, stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, I raced BMX bikes, and he went to those, and, I mean, yeah.
All right, so your dad's not really that guy. Your mom's not really that guy. But
is
maybe
his dad and stepmom?
Stepmom is that guy, right?
Oh, well, what's funny is my real sister has a 5-year-old, and I don't know, about a year ago, I was talking to my stepmom, and she was like, man, I really would like to see your sister's daughter. I was like, oh, okay. You know, and I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, interesting.
Would you ever come
There's
out and
a
ask?
There's reason.
I
No.
I
want to pry.
I want to know so bad.
No, they're broken people. Like, they don't know how to... I realize, I don't think my mom can deal with any kind of success or pride or any, she just can't deal
normal
with anything.
Human.
Anything that's normal or positive or whatever. Just
like, yeah. Honestly, it doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, I don't really care. I find it interesting. No interest whatsoever in any of it.
It's sad, but the saddest thing is you really just kind of discount them. Like, you just kind of go, I don't need to see that person again. Right. But you treat them like somebody you used to work with, but you don't like them, and now you're quitting. Or it's like, you worked with someone, you didn't really like Marty that much, and now you've just been moved to the Seattle office, and you're like, well, you think you'll see Marty again? It's like, I don't know why I would. I couldn't imagine. Like, I might get back to L.A. twice a year, but I don't think I'm hanging out with Marty, because why would I hang out with him? Like, that... When that becomes your immediate family, that's the sad part. But on the other hand, you're not missing that much because you're just missing this weird woman who lives across the street.
But
it's
a baby.
Right.
It doesn't...
Being the question scenario, Jeremy, being the stepmom, do you think she feels some sort of, this isn't my place, this is the real mom's granddaughter? Like, is there some of that maybe?
I don't think so. I mean, she called me and, you know, talks to me on the phone and... Like I said, if I'm heading out to work or something and she's getting the mail or something, nice wave, hey, you know.
Somebody tweeted me like yesterday, hey, Jimmy's been tapped to host the Oscars a second time in a row. Your mom and dad are going to be over the moon. I started laughing, but I started thinking, I don't know, will I even tell them? Will they even know? Like, will they even come up? Like, so insane. But... Not that your kid's as cool as the Oscars, but you know what I'm saying. So, Jeremy, if you said to your dad, like if your dad brought over and he said, hey, let's have a couple of Budweisers to sit down on the porch, and he said, you know, Dad, my son or daughter is 8 months, been four months. Well, do it 4 months from now so I can be right. And then say,
it's a son.
It's been
late summer.
It's the son.
He said loading him up in the truck.
Oh, yes. Somebody, your sister had a daughter?
Yes.
Okay. If you said, Dad's been 5 months, not seen my child, what do you think his answer might be? Might his answer be, oh, I've been over there a couple times when you weren't around, your wife is there, whatever.
He's like a really, really quiet type, so he would probably just, I don't know, he would probably just be like, oh, yeah. What's he been up to? Or, what I mean? He would just kind of deflect a little bit and just be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, great.
Like,
that's my dad.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, here's your goal. Your goal is to get out of the house that you're renting that they own.
Oh, yeah. I'm saving up down payment now because this house is small and we got to move before he starts walking.
Yeah.
We got to have more room. So we'll be moving in, I don't know, 5 more months maybe or so.
Okay.
After that, I'll be really curious to see, you know.
Well, if they're not making the effort now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's weird, but once that's you, that's just you. And it doesn't, like, you know, kids, Oscars, Super Bowls, like, it really doesn't matter. It's just you. It's like, there's nothing. We think it has to do with the venue. See, we think, well, they're not interested in going over to the Acme Theater and watching a bunch of amateurs, you know, put on a sketch. But if you were doing the Oscars, that's a big thing.
Something.
That's a real thing. Or like, I just got a kitten. They don't care about the kitten. But if I got a kid.
Yeah.
But once you've basically checked the box of I'm out of life or caring or whatever it is, you can keep raising the venue. But doesn't really do it.
Adam, okay, your buddy, the guy you did work with, Jimmy Kimmel, is basically the Johnny Carson of his day.
Yeah. To be fair to Johnny, there aren't really any more Johnny Carsons because nobody gets a 22 share anymore.
Because it's more than three channels.
But yes, he is. But hosting, he will perennially host he will host the Oscars every year for the next decade.
Until he decides not to do it.
Yes, okay. That is true.
So let's face it, he's one of the biggest stars in television today.
And my mom loves the Oscars and has always watched the Oscars. That's the interesting one.
Okay.
Not a football fan.
So
not
she
anymore.
Never says, come on, Adam, you guys work together. What's he like? You know, you
what's
make
he
it
like?
Sound. Or does she ever even say, can you believe that you two idiots work together and now he's that? Does she even do that? She's got to have a pulse. She's alive.
Vinny's so funny because he's Italian and he can't imagine what other people would be like.
Their parents are really, really, really interested?
Listen, when I realized it was a disease and I realized it wasn't really about me and when I realized it was just downtrodden, like they just couldn't accept it. Ray's name comes up a lot more than Jimmy's name. And I don't mean, when I say comes up, I mean, that's, Jimmy is zero times. Ray is, how's Ray doing? And what's Ray up to? Or,
you know, see
Ray? Or whatever it is. Ray can
be. Why can't you be more like Ray?
You can bring up Ray. They can bring up Ray whenever they want. Now, look, they don't bring him up that much, but they'll on occasion, it'll be, how's your buddy Ray doing? It will never be Jimmy. And the reason it won't be Jimmy is not a coincidence. Jimmy's taking the world by storm, they can't be associated with success.
But there's got to be a curiosity at some level.
No. About Ray, yes. Not about Jimmy, because that's, I think, it's a shaming.
Have they met Jimmy?
Oh, of course they've met. I mean, they don't, yes, they for sure met Jimmy. They don't show up that off. They don't show up for anything, so not often, but they have met him. They had to have met him, yeah. Like, they've been to, you know, I think my stepdad, somebody out of town or something, man show taping or something, something like that. They've definitely, they've never, Drew and Jimmy's names never come up.
I'm picturing Jim Carolla doing a Ziggy Zaggy, sipping on a,
Tea?
No.
Chamomile?
That's the whole point. The point is to escape... It's to escape triumph. Like, you have to get away from anything that's good.
That's a good chapter title.
Escape triumph. Yeah.
Escaping triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know, this is like having Brian and
it's an interesting dynamic in that, you know, Ray's been around for a million years. Jimmy's been around for a million years. Jimmy, I was a partner, a business partner of, and we shared, you know, Ray and I were just, you know, saw him on the weekends or whatever, but yes. And now one has gone on to host the Oscars. The other is gone back to the apartment in North Hollywood, and Jimmy's name never comes up ever.
What about with your dad? Same
never,
thing?
Ever. Same thing. Never, never.
Okay, Lynette's parents, when they were alive, did they ever go, hey, what about Jimmy? Something?
Lynette's dad would have been like, you should have been hosting the Oscars instead of Jimmy. That's kind of, that's who he is.
Now we're back.
Now we're back. Yeah.
He's a WOP, right?
Yes, he is. Now we're back. Yeah, I realize for a lot of people deal with other people's success in many different ways, but oftentimes in a weird way. How many people, you know, how many people have said to me, like, oh boy, Jimmy's hosting the Oscars. That's got to be rough, right? For me, like,
that'd be a real blow for you.
Yeah,
man.
It's like, no, it's not, but it's weird. It's so weird that you would choose that direction. People deal with it in different ways.
Sting.
When you are a colossal loser and you've gone through your adult life. I mean, it's not like you're 21 and hey, man, easy with the weed. We got to get you back into college. You're on probation. You know, none of that. Just life is come and gone. You are a goddamn loser. You don't want to be talking to people that are taking over the world. Yeah. It's a very weird shaming thing. As a matter of fact, you don't want to talk about anything except for what's at Trader Joe's, because that will never come back universal. To you.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, you might even be better than Jimmy at picking out medium thickness cheese or hard cheese.
Take that, King of Hollywood.
Although, actually, probably not. All right. Let's see. Last one, and then we got Jimmy O. Yang in here. Alan, 36, New York. Alan?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I'm all right. I had a question for Vinny. By the way, my mother loved your book.
Oh, thank you.
My question is, you're welcome. My question is, should I be eating 3 times a day as recommended, or should I only be eating when I'm hungry and I'm trying to lose weight, if that matters?
Are you not, are you off of sugars and grains altogether?
I am not, sir.
Okay, well, I always say, now take this the way I'm saying it. I always say eat when you're hungry. Don't just eat because it's mouth hunger. A lot of people, Adam has this problem. He eats even when he's not hungry because he grew up with no food. He had no mother. So every time he sees food, all of a sudden he's hovering over food. With you, if you're eating sugars and grains, it's going to release leptin and ghrelin and other hormones that will conspire to make you think you're hungry. I always use the example of Chinese food. The old joke is, what do you need 30 minutes after you have a Chinese meal? You need another Chinese meal.
We just told that joke.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Although I said I don't get it. I don't feel that way.
But the bottom line is, a lot of people want to eat, when they have a lot of sugar and grains, they want to eat more, even though there's food stuff in their stomach. So even though your stomach is...
Even though your stomach is full,
you're going to want to eat, because the ghrelin is going to tell you you're hungry. The leptin is going to tell you you're empty.
Ghrelin.
Or, you know, so you need...
Ghrelin like a felon.
Yeah.
So get off of sugars and grains first, and you'll be fine.
New mascot, Ghrelin.
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 Thank you very much, sir.
All right, you're welcome.
So don't eat the starchy, snacky stuff. Eat when you're hungry, but get all the fat and stuff that really satiates.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that real cream in your coffee, it not only makes your coffee fantastic, it really just calms that whatever it is you feel like shoving in your mouth early after you get up in the morning. You put a big, I got the thick glass container, got the raw 100% cream. I literally have to put a butter knife in there to pop that creamy hymen.
Say that again.
Butter knife in there and just glunk, glunk, and it just is shit. And you find yourself drinking a cup of coffee, but you get to the bottom of it and you're like, did I eat breakfast? Do I need to eat breakfast? Like, it's great.
Do you really rattle around in there like a ketchup bottle with a knife?
Oh, at the beginning, just to get the stuff flowing.
Wow. Boring machine.
That's
it's I've like never the, had it. So
that thick.
I'm not
then later Strauss. On, later
Strauss
on,
Strauss Farms. I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
Foods. Yes,
good
delicious.
Stuff. All right, Vinny Tortorich here. You can do some private phone consultations. Details at his website, Fitness Confidential. Is the podcast available on iTunes? 4 brand new episodes every week. Book, Fitness Confidential. Website, where do we go to the website, Vinny?
VinnyTortorich.com. And I'm doing a thing for everyone on Twitter. I am now actually populating my YouTube channel, Vinny Tortorich YouTube. I'm doing these little short teaching videos, like the idiot Bill Nye of YouTube is what I'm doing there. So go check it out. It's all free. Everything I do is free except the book. And I have a new vitamin coming out at purevitaminclub.com. It's a sublingual B12 with no sugars and no crap in it. So go
Speaks
check that out.
Speaks two languages.
Yes.
All right. Jimmy O. Yang, Silicon Valley in studio now.
Hey, kiddies, you can now experience Adam Carolla and Friends Build Stuff Live with the Carolla Digital Staff.
Dude. Guy. Dude Wood. Guy. Dude Guy Bro.
The Carolla Drinks After Show, hosted by Lynette Carolla and Jay Miller, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live. Have all kinds of fun participating with the show.
Have we ever said the secret word at all? Have we heard a ding-ding?
I haven't heard a ding. Maybe
no?
We haven't.
We've been... Viking.
And get behind the scenes with Adam Carolla and Friends Build Stuff Live.
The top 10 weirdest things you didn't know about Trace Atkins. He burned his house down in like 96.
Oh.
Lynette leaves the tools to her husband.
Jacking off after the show. Well, jacking around is what I meant. Sorry.
She's too busy building her tolerance.
Oh. Try watching that with your two kids. Daddy talking about jacking off.
Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and broadcast on Facebook Live. The Carolla Drinks After Show. See you next Tuesday.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly, Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Monton, Pennsylvania. A 23-year-old man was charged with simple assault after he beat his friend when the friend refused to eat what he had just cooked. The assailant had made ramen noodles. Definitely not a Jew.
Jimmy O. Yang in studio.
That's my name.
Our favorite, Silicon Valley, Sundays, 10 o'clock on HBO. God bless you and all the success.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
I love the show, and I love Mike Judge, right?
Yeah, he's the man.
He's quietly more versatile than most guys you'll ever dream of meeting. He's quiet about it, but does everything. And he seems like such... He seems like a hick almost. He doesn't have any cool guy, Hollywood, yeah, funny trappings.
No, so Jules Dash.
Just seems like a weird dude who worked on an oil rig or something.
He's not Hollywood at all, but he's actually a genius. I believe he's actually a genius. He was my commencement speaker at my college. We went to the same college.
Oh, that's how you got the role.
Yeah, that's how I got it. Nepotism.
It's who you know.
You and everybody else at that college.
He was a whatever engineer, a chemical engineer.
He was a physicist. He studied physics, so I guess he was a physical engineer. Is that a thing? No, that's not a thing. He worked on like space.
He worked on spacecraft.
Spacecrafts or attack jets or something like that. Wow. I know. I'm just saying a bunch of nonsense.
He's
just say yes and
super
yes and.
Nice guy, super soft spoken, and it's like a genius engineer. But I think he's one of these guys who could just take his genius and apply it to almost anything.
I think so. Yeah, he just got bored with the engineering job. He was like, I'm just going to draw Beavis and Butthead.
Awesome.
Physics is what he
and he was a professional musician. He was a professional bassist.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, like in a blues band or something.
Mm. Wow.
And we got he doesn't get enough love.
He's based in Austin, mm-hmm, right? Like, doesn't he do his solo stuff out of the Austin area?
I think so. I think he was from Texas. Maybe he grew up in New Mexico and then went to Texas and then ended up here.
He was a programmer and he worked on the F-18 fighter jet.
Damn.
There you go.
That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's so perfect. I mean, it's one of these things where if you want to just not get any stupid tattoos and weird frames or weird hats or weird whatever, and you don't just go around and you're not down with all the Hollywood causes, mm-hmm, and stuff, you just sort of go through it unknown. Like
quietly crazy successful.
Yeah, but he should get more love and more attention.
Yeah, I feel like he needs somebody like me around at the bars. Like, if he wants to get laid.
He's a hype man.
Yeah, he needs to be, do you know who this guy is? Like, that type of guy is like, this is Mike Judge.
So right. He comes out with a big clock around his neck. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then you say the hot 22-year-old, like, oh, wait, F-18 Hornet or Super Hornet? Was it carrier base?
Oh, you really know your stuff, huh?
So, Jimmy O, you said you just got back from where?
From Malaysia, man. I'm doing this movie called Crazy Rich Asians.
Really?
When I auditioned for this movie, I'm like, if I don't get it, I'm just going to kill myself. It's either me or nobody, you know?
Yeah.
And it's great. It's one of the first Hollywood, big studio movies, Warner Brothers movie, that's based on a book with an all-Asian cast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very fun. It's the book was kind of a satire about these billionaire, super, just filthy, rich Asian people in Singapore. We're shooting the whole movie in Singapore and Malaysia. I'm going to go back there in a couple weeks.
Nice.
I was thinking about this. So in the past, you know, we always talked about diversity, but diversity just means black. It doesn't mean it doesn't actually mean diversity. It just means black. And how come the movies aren't more diverse and stuff? But I've always said, like, well, where's the Asians? And how come I never hear anything about that? But if you think about the movies, you think about the culture of movies in Hollywood, and you start at the beginning and it's all Westerns. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you got a Western, you got an Asian guy, he's got to be working on a railroad. Like, there's nothing, or at a laundry. You can't have an Asian going in there. My name's Yap Kim, and I'm the new sheriff in town, and I'm the new this, and I'm the new mayor. Like, you go, what town was that?
Right.
So you can't have it. But now, as you get into Silicon Valley and all this tech stuff, mm-hmm, and all this high-end whatever stuff, well, now you can't not have an Asian in that environment.
Right.
So, as you know, maybe it's less about just going like, how do we shoehorn Asian people into the SWAT team movie we're doing?
Right.
And more like, why don't we have places that are more organic, where I guess if you did go to Google or Amazon or something, you would see a fair amount of Asians walking around the campus there.
Exactly. Silicon Valley should be an all-Asian cast, to be honest. And then there's always people complaining about, oh, there's not enough women in the show and things like that. First of all, we do have a couple great female actors, Amanda Crew and Suzanne Cryer. But also, I mean, if you go to like Facebook campus, Google campus, there actually aren't a lot of women. So I think with our show, we do it very accurately. There's like one Asian guy, one Indian guy, you know, a couple white dudes, and a couple women here and there. But now in Hollywood, it's interesting, right? I feel like if it's a job between me and a white guy, say we're just as good at the auditions, they might just pick me just so they can say we're diverse and we're open-minded. So I don't mind that.
Not at all.
Let me tell you from a it's funny. Hey, tell Fondelier Gary to get the emails from Spike for potential guests. And I won't say any names, but you can just get potential guests, like the last three emails. So I just wrapped up doing 10 episodes on Spike. Adam Kroll and Friends Build Stuff Live, and we had Jimmy Kimmel on the first one, the bad Jimmy. And then then we had Adam Sandler, and what do we have
Chris
after
Atkins?
That? We had, what's his name?
Was Joel McHale?
Joel McHale was in there.
The cowboy guy.
Trace Atkins. Yeah, and then Joel McHale.
A lot of honkies in here.
And what's his name? Whose T-shirt do I always wear?
Michael Rapaport.
All right. That was like the first four or five episodes. If you can pick a theme here, heterosexual, white, millionaire guys. And
coming up, RuPaul.
Yeah, and so you now. Look,
these guys
are friends of mine. They're funny. You know, I know Joel McHale. I know Jimmy. They're funny guys or whatever, but that's just who, it's a building show, and that's who was just showing up. Like, we cast the net out to anyone. We'd have Chelsea Clinton on if she wanted to come on. Nobody wanted to come on. It was just, and then Jenna Elfman came on, but again, not quite what they're looking for. But
not quite Asian.
When you read
Terry Crews to the rescue,
but still, we're dealing with a heterosexual dude, and we're only checking one box with him. Gary, when you get that, you can tell us the casting.
Oh, I've got it, and it's broken down. Matt's just copy and pasted some stuff out of the email, so it's broken down by sex. What are you like?
Three times, fool.
All you have to do is just whoever they pitched for like the last three or four weeks or whenever they were pitching guests before we ended up with Leno at the end. But you can just read the names.
All right. We'll start with women. Loni Love, Monique, Regina Hall, Rosie Perez, Yvette Nicole Brown. And then the men were Anthony McKee, Dave Chappelle, Joe Coy, Martin Lawrence, Mekhi Phifer, and Taye Diggs.
So all it was just a cavalcade of black, Hispanic, Asian, women. That's all there because that's the edict. I mean, you do a show that's 10 episodes and you're four episodes in with just blue-eyed devils in there and you better do something. And my thing is sort of like, well, let's never discriminate against anybody, and let's always do the best show we can do. But if I happen to know Joel McHale and he wants to do it or Jay Leno wants to do it, let's not bump him for somebody who I don't know just so we can technically be diverse.
Right. Yeah, I think now especially there's a lot of talk of like when Scarlett Johansson did that Ghost in the Shell movie that's supposed to be an Asian anime. But I mean, Asian anime characters are drew with big blue eyes, blonde hair, and big boobs, so I don't think...
Off the mark?
Yeah, it's not too off the mark. And then there's a lot of talk about all these things, and they try to always get me involved in the Asian organization. How come there's not enough Asian representation? And I'm always like, I'm doing fine. You know? Like, my job is just go to the audition room and beat out the white dude or beat out the black guy. I just got to be the best actor I can and then let the other people fight for it, you know? But that's not my job. If I start worrying about that, it's going to take away from my acting and whatever, you know?
Yeah, it is this thing, though, where they are more focused than ever to go full diversity or as much as they possibly can. And that's where all the pressure comes from. And that's, yes.
Also, what Jimmy's talking about is a good life lesson, I think, for everyone, which is control. Worry about what you can control. Like, don't worry about, oh, this other guy's up against me. Maybe not looking for this. And whatever your job is, your industry is, just worry about what you can control. Do the best job in the tryout or the audition or the whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Knock it out of the park and let the chips fall where they may.
I feel like the government, and so it's funny, very true. I was sitting in my kitchen last night with Olga, and because I believe in diversity, Guatemalan nanny. Yeah. She's making me egg salad.
You turned down a lot of white nannies to get them calling all in there.
Mm-hmm. I had, by the way, how's it going to work when Tiger Woods' ex-wife, her name?
Elin Nordegren?
How's it work when Elin Nordegren?
I don't know.
How's it work when an 18-and-a-half-year-old Elin Nordegren shows up at your house and goes, I'm the new nanny?
Yes, you are.
Go ahead and put a picture up, Gary.
How?
I'm selfishly asking.
How long is that? that going to last?
Yeah. When Jude Law's nanny shows up.
I took a nap yesterday. I got up to go out to the garage to, I said, well, I'm going to go eat some sushi. Then I'm going to the gym. And my car was gone. Because Lynette's
car, you can't
car,
trust them. Oh,
Lynette's car was out of
that makes sense.
Didn't have enough charge in it,
plugged in or whatever.
My problem was my wallet was in my car along with my pass to get into the gym as well. So going out for sushi and then going to the gym was now off because I'd taken a nap and my car had been stolen. If I'd returned to the house pent up, angry, and Elon was there making me egg salad.
Oh, I was doing laundry, so I'm just wearing my bikini.
Could have been a very different outcome. So, how do you let that into your house? Is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
All right,
it takes a real trusting fella.
I saw Olga, and she said to me, "Hey, you're done with your TV show." And I said, "That's right." And she said, "Is it going to come back for a second season?" I said, "I have no idea." And she said, "When do you find out?" I said, "I have no idea." And I said, "I never think about stuff that I can't control." They will tell me that it will either happen or will not happen. And she said, "Well, you don't do that because you always have so much stuff to do." And I said, "And I can't control it."
Right.
So I simply don't think about it. So
it's easier said than done, but you should strive for it.
Strive for it. It's funny. It's one thing that never comes out of the mouth of politicians. And the reason it never comes out of the mouth of politicians is, well, wait a minute, what do we need you for then if I'm just controlling my own destiny? Yeah. Why are you up here taking up taxpayer money?
I need to see you hand-wringing.
It's the message. It really is the United States. This is what we're here to do. Just control the stuff you can control.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of things to do. There's family and there's career and there's all even spirituality.
Yeah, all you have to do is do one thing really great and then let the other people that you pay or let the other people that are the organizations handle the other stuff. You
That's
know?
What I do. Killing showgirls. That's all I do.
Whatever that thing is, whatever your version
whatever
of
whatever your version of killing showgirls.
Can we also put a picture of Olga side by side with Tiger Woods' wife?
Olga is beautiful.
Is that can we
She's a
see?
Lovely woman.
I'm falling in love with Olga. I don't know. Do we have a picture of Olga? We put her side by side with Elon?
Yeah, because I've never seen a picture of her. Like, I always hear you talk about her.
I will.
She's a saint.
She's gorgeous.
She's a. She
listens.
She. I love her because she told me a story once a million years ago, and I actually put it in one of my books, or I can't remember which one, but I was like, I'm so into this person. First off, she's like, she tells me, like, I like to work. I don't like to stand around. Like, I like to work. I said, good. I like that. I like to watch you work. And then secondly, she said to me, she said, a million years ago, she's a single mom. And her daughter's an adult now and doing well. There's two things she said sort of about as it pertained to her daughter. She was newish to this country. She's from Guatemala. She didn't have much in the way of money. She's a single mom. She had a young daughter. And she said all the other folks said to her, you got to get your kid on the lunch program. You got to get the free lunch and the free breakfast. You can get free everything. Just sign up for everything. And she said, I'm her mom. I'm feeding her. That's my job. I want to do that. I want to do that. And again, she was poor, but no one is that can't afford a hard-boiled egg or an orange or whatever. And she's like, "What's it? It's comical because it's never about money. But boiling a pot of beans with a bouillon cube in it is not money. It's not money." And she said, I take care of my own daughter. I want her to know that. And I want to do it. And that's what I do. There was that. And I said, God bless you, number one. And then number two, she told me later on when her daughter was like, you know, I don't know, in the 10th grade or 11th grade or something. It was kind of clear that she wasn't off to Brown or Harvard or where have you. She's like, go learn how to cut hair. Go be a beautician. Learn a skill. Learn a trade. Her daughter's, you know, by the time she got out of high school, she was, you know, licensed and bonded. She cut hair in California. You know, she went right out of high school, got a job at a salon while everyone else was making $6.50 an hour. She's making $15 an hour and getting tips and stuff. And she just went right on into her career. Like, there's no shame in not going to college. Just go apply your trade, started. Get a skill, get going, get out there and get working. Don't be scared. Her daughter's doing good. She's doing good. I don't get why. Just her story alone isn't more people's.
I can't tell who's who.
Isn't more people's.
Which one's married to Tiger Woods?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Identical.
There's an old guy and a big fan of the show. And then Elon. Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Jimmy O. Silicon Valley. So we know about that. The new movie. And they got another movie. Sorry. With Melissa McCarthy, right?
Yeah.
When's that coming out?
We shot that last year, but it's not coming out until next May. Because I think New Line only releases one movie, one comedy a year or something like that. It's called Life of the Party. I'm actually going to a screening, seeing it for the first time tonight.
Nice. In Northridge. She seems delightful.
The most amazing person ever. I just went to her house. We had a pizza party. She is just so sweet. And her husband works with her and directs a lot of her movies.
The Air Marshal.
Directed by Ben Falcone.
Yeah, that's right. Ben Falcone. Yeah, yeah. So it was a great family vibe. And I think, you know, they only work with like people that are also like-minded. So the whole set was just awesome.
Yeah, she seems, first couple things, bona fide talent in a world where we always try to anoint people, mm-hmm. like, oh, she's the next and she's the next.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy is a bona fide talent,
yep.
For sure, number one. Number two, she just seems like a sweet person. She also seems like one of these people who'd probably been humbled enough by life for a long enough period of time, mm-hmm. that she could never just turn into Justin Bieber, because she'd had probably so many years as a husky, a civilian,
right,
that she just can't turn into a prima donna at 37 or whatever she mm-hmm. started to hit. I don't know when that was.
She's kind of got like that Mike Judge vibe where you hang out with these huge celebrities, but you don't feel like you hang out with a celebrity. You know, she's just like a cool, down-to-earth person. We're a really nice house.
The scary part, and the other thing about like Mike Judge, we are between Idiocracy and then my book, In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks. A lot of this preposterous stuff we were proposing mm-hmm. 8 or 10 years ago, starting to come true pretty mm-hmm. quickly.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The Mike Judge stuff, like if you think about just the language. Just you take Idiocracy and you look at the language, and now you look at the language just pushed out there,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and especially used in politics and stuff like that. We're yep. getting there. We're getting to a lot of that stuff really, really fast.
Terry Crews was the president in that movie, right?
Yes.
And now The Rock is saying he wants to be the next president. Isn't that? I mean, it's happening.
I'd vote for The Rock.
I'll vote for The Rock.
Look. You can't stop The Rock. Number one, what was that song?
Can't stop The Rock.
Who did that song? You remember who did that song?
There was a song about 10 years ago.
Apollo 440.
Apollo 440. Yeah, 440
nice.
Or 40 fan.
Yeah, that should be his song.
440.
We got to find a song because that should be a song. And also, look, Schwarzenegger was
a fun song.
The governor. I agree. Can you picture him like, you know, on the floor of the, you know, Levi Center or something,
yeah.
and coming out with balloons everywhere. He'd do a move where he'd go, can you smell what POTUS is cooking? But his biggest move, this would be playing. In every time he did a thing, like every time he did a State of the Union or something, he'd have a big turnbuckle.
Sure.
And the turnbuckle was like a platform. Right. It looked like a turnbuckle, but it was a platform,
sort of
you know. And then he'd have these big foam things, and one would be like the deficit, and it'd be a big angry dollar sign. Dropping the elbow.
People's elbow.
Turnbuckle. Boom. Education, you know. Boom. Unemployment. Boom. He'd just climb up. He'd climb back up to the thing and just drop that big.
Good.
Just drop it on there. ISIS. Everyone would be going nuts with like ISIS, ISIS. ISIS, he'd be eyeballing it. He'd be looking at it for a while. He'd be looking at it
for a while. It's actually the Great Khali coming out, right? As a personified.
Yeah, and the Iron Sheik, man.
Yeah,
comes
that's
up
right.
There.
That's
yeah.
right.
And then he goes, just ISIS, he's eyeballing it. He's looking at it up to the top yep. again, drops
the. Tries to get him in the camel clutch, and he breaks out.
The crowd goes wild.
This song's blaring. Look, first off, there's no doubt that this guy could win. He's got all the sort of ethnic credentials.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everyone loves him.
Hard worker, charismatic.
Yep. Right, he's
international superstar.
He's everything, mm-hmm. and he gets my vote just for being the hardest working dude on the planet. Mm-hmm. Just that's what I love.
Then I guess Kevin Hart would have to be the VP.
And they'd have to film the whole thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, the thing that's great is The thing that's great is
a green light.
Everyone loves The Rock, but at a certain point, he'd have to declare himself something, like a Democrat or Republican, if he did. And then, in which case, half of the country would begin hating him immediately, which is comical. I don't know. What is The Rock? I'm sure
he's completely apolitical.
I'll put it to you this way. He doesn't talk about it at all.
Which means
if you got him drunk, he'd probably be to the right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because there's a kind of a talk loudly about it on the left and then shut up if you want a job on the right. Mm-hmm. And he also has a lot of jobs, which means he pays a lot in taxes and he's pulled himself up from his wrestling bootstraps. I don't know. He could be quite Republican. I don't know. It's not like he made a declaration on O'Reilly, but he could lean a little that way. Be interesting to find out.
I've got a website that says he's a Republican, but has supported nonpartisan stuff.
Bias.
You know, seems to be more of a centrist.
All right. Everyone's going to hate him.
No, I've got time for that.
Everyone will hate him.
But we got time for True Car. True Car, man. You want to buy new? You want to buy used? You can't stop The Rock. You got to go with True Car, man. That song gets no play, man. We got to bring
song.
It back.
I got no problem with that song.
I agree. Over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles from over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. So whether you're looking to buy new, whether you're looking to buy used, or we like to say previously owned, you get discounts off list price. You get a better buying experience. You get to find out what other people paid for the exact same car in the exact same area at the exact same time. You get your price locked in, get your certificate, go to certified dealer, make it a quick, easy buying experience. Why not? It's True Car. Why would you go any other way? Let's go with True Car. So whether you're ready to buy new, whether you're ready to buy used, it does not matter. You got True Car. True Car, everybody, new or used? True Car. Yes, Ryan.
Jimmy showed up with props, and I am kind of curious to know what's going on.
Very excited about this.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's actually from a previous segment. You guys have the hot dog and the Boston cream pie here.
Those are both rejected by our previous guests.
Yes. Edible, real things here. Mm-hmm. And so on Silicon Valley, my character, Jing Yang, he makes this app. It's called Seafood, S-E-E Food. It's like a Shazam for food, right? Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to see a Boston cream pie. It'll tell you it's a Boston cream pie. You see a hot dog, and it tells you it's a hot dog. But he got lazy and made it only for hot dog and not hot dogs. And because we have like these genius, great tech consultants on our show, they actually made a real app that works functionally for hot dogs and not hot dogs. And it really caught on and it kind of blew up in the app stores.
Does it work?
Well, we're going to show you right now. Right.
We have a hot dog and not a hot dog.
And a Boston cream pie.
It's super easy. It's literally, you go to app, right? It's just called Not Hot Dog. You get that in the app store, right?
Picture of a hot dog.
And then, you know, you just snap a picture. Now I'm snapping a picture of the Boston cream pie. Evaluating. Not hot dog!
Not a hot dog.
See?
Wow, the future's here.
Now put it to the test.
Yeah. Now this is the real test. Taking a picture of the hot dog. Hot dog!
Wow!
You see that?
Wow.
Now,
amazing.
That's genius.
If you took a picture of a Dodger dog, there'd be a picture of a guy shrugging.
Scratching his head.
Like, I don't know. I'm not ready to call this an actual hot dog. Jimmy O. Yang, everybody. Silicon Valley's the name of the show. Sunday nights, 10 o'clock on HBO. I'll tell you real quick about Geico. So can we just get this app? I mean, you need this app, obviously.
We'll pay any price for it.
It's great. It's a great party thing.
You get it at the App Store?
Yeah, you can just download the App Store. It's totally free.
Oh,
yeah, we're not making any money off of this.
I'll tell you about Geico. I love that. Save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, and you don't even have to buy a hot dog or take a picture of Boston cream pie. No, just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Get a little extra money, a little wham, a little walking around money. Put it in your pocket, and off you go. So just go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. It is Geico. All right, Jimmy O, we know where he's going to be. Sundays, 10 o'clock, HBO, in fourth season of Silicon Valley. Great show. And also, let's see. dates? Are we doing any dates? Movies coming out? Let's see. Where should we go?
You can just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at FunnyAsianDude.
At FunnyAsianDude. All right. Vinny Tortorich. Go to his website. Us live shows everywhere. Lynette's doing the bar crawl in Seattle. Ray's going to be there. Loxamana's going to be there with the band. All that kind of stuff. Go to CorollaDrinks.com. Use the code MDAY. And get free shipping on any order, 3 bottles or more, until June 1st. Reasonable Doubt Town Hall, me and Mark Garagus coming up Thursday, July 20th. Check that out. And give us a nice iTunes rate review. It just helps everybody. It's good juju, man. So, just go to AdamCarolla.com if you need anything. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Jimmy O'Yank, Vinny Tortorich, Gina Grant, Paul Bryan, Sam. Mahalo.
Okay, I'm a girl. I'm good with that.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail if you like. Phone number is 888-634-1744. And Gina Grad is on the radio weekday mornings, 100.3 The Sound in L.A. And for tickets and info on everything we're doing, including the Carolla Cruise this November, visit AdamCarolla.com.
My name is Raven, professional wrestling superstar, raconteur extraordinaire, and other adjectives. Or is it adverbs? Anyway, join me and a motley assortment of friends, enemies, ne'er-do-wells, and know-nothings as we banter about all kinds of nonsense every Monday here at the Jericho Network on Podcast One. Download and listen to the show on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts. Quote to Raven, nevermore.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.